That's the sound and lighting crew setting up for Friday's TEDxUSU event. TED Talks got their start in 1984 with a lineup that included Lucasfilm talking about 3D graphics. But even with an amazing list of speakers, they lost money. It wasn't until 6 years later that TED Talks took hold of the world and sold out to an invitation-only crowd. Since that time, TED Talks have evolved and are held all over the world. They can be heard on public radio stations like UPR, as well as other broadcast mediums. Part of that evolution includes TEDx events that are held in smaller communities like Utah State University. USU is holding their fourth annual TEDx event on Friday to a sold-out audience. Anna McIntyre is the Director of Project and Communications in the Office of Research and Graduate Studies at USU and says a lot goes into the planning. 1,800 people wanted tickets for the 400-seat event that requires approximately 9 months of preparation.
We split it mostly by what it takes to put on an event and then what it takes to help put on the program itself. And so Brandon Crouch, he is the co-director for the event, and he's in charge of most of the logistics of getting the event set up, making it look like a TED-type event.
She says they're adding different components to this year's affair.
We have a pretty elaborate second session where we have interactive exhibits and catering and music, and so all of that are parts that we put together.
McIntyre says the other key aspect to a successful event is the speakers.
We spend a huge amount of our year having this as our main external communications initiative that we do in the office. So in May, we audition faculty members and students, and from June through right now, we work with them consistently to help them build their talk and make sure that they have the best one that's possible.
McIntyre says it's important to help their speakers answer an age-old question.
What we found that is different from their academic talks versus these TED Talks that make them so compelling and get thousands of views on YouTube is the fact that they put themselves into the talk. So almost every single person that we have speaking, they bring the why they do their research into the talk. It gets the main ideas of what they're studying across. It makes us care. It makes us feel something.
Johan Dutois is a professor of ecology at USU and responded to an invitation to talk to the TEDx organizers and originally wasn't enthused about the idea.
Being a scientist, I normally communicate my research in the scientific media. But then I thought, well, this is a challenge to communicate to people who are not scientists outside of the scientific milieu and to rise to the challenge of being able to say something that might actually register with people who I don't normally interact with on a professional level.
Though Dutois and others in academia have been trained from the onset of their education to use their professional jargon when speaking about their research, he says the whole point of what he does is to benefit the general population.
I find it really quite difficult. It's not just what you're going to say, it's how you're going to say it, how you're going to relate those to visual aids to try and, first of all, get a hook into the audience, and secondly, to then leave the audience with an idea that they can actually work with.
This year's theme for the event is duality. When asked if Dutois had any surprises up his sleeve, he simply replied,
"Come to the TED Talk or watch the stream."
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melissa Allison.